How often do you check in with your people? With Minted, turning your iPhone family photo into a Christmas or holiday card has never looked better. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your order.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You might have heard this today. If you're in your car this lunchtime, perhaps you're in your truck or lorry either, take note, because this is of interest to you from the 1st of January. A number of toll charges across our road network, they're going to increase from the new year. But the southbound prices in the Dublin Port Tunnel, they're going to rise in particular to €13 during the morning peak hour period. Editor of CompleteCar.ie, Shane O'Donoghue, is on the line. Shane, why are we only picking on certain roads?
Hi, Andrea. The Port Tunnel one stands out because it's such a big increase. It goes up from €12 to €13. It's probably worth pointing out that's not for HGVs. HGVs are free in the tunnel at all times. And that's also only at peak times in the mornings. And the reason being, the justification for that is that TII, that's Transport Infrastructure Ireland, is basically trying to discourage cars from using the Port Tunnel at that time. And, you know, basically it's for trucks. It's to keep trucks off smaller roads, to minimize the time, rather, for HGVs to get in and out of the port.
Okay.
So they're essentially saying that it's not for cars at that
time. So, well, I mean, you're going to pay £13 now if you want the luxury of going through the tunnel. But if you're in the truck, you can opt for it for free. There's plenty of other national routes, though, Shane, that are going to be affected.
Yes, and the increases are small in the grand scale of things, but I still have a big issue with them. I'll just talk through the increase first. Generally, the increases are 10 cents per toll, which doesn't sound like a lot, of course. But any increase, I think, it just tends to encourage people to not use the tolls, you know, to use alternative routes. And that's a major problem with some of the tolls, in particular things like the M50, where if people are avoiding the M50 toll, they're clogging up smaller neighbourhoods. And we hear from people living in smaller neighbourhoods around that area a lot that it's a major problem with traffic. And while it is very hard to directly attribute that to people avoiding the toll, anecdotally, it is because of it.
It is part of it. So it seems to be if you don't have the car tag or your car is unregistered, you're not affected if you have the registered tag. Isn't that right?
That's only for the M50, actually. So, yeah, that's right. So from the 1st of January, there's a 10 cent increase for most vehicles, I should say. There's one more I'll come back to in a second, on the M50 if you don't have a tag or a video account. So if you're driving a car every day on the M50 and you have a tag, then you don't need to worry about this 10 cent increase. HGVs over 10 tons will have an increase of 10 cent no matter what. And actually it's the 20 cent increase for them if they don't have a tag or a video account. It's the other ones around the rest of the country, which are part of the public-private partnerships set up with TII. That's like the M1, M3, M4, M7, M8, the N18, the Limerick, which is the Limerick Tunnel, and then the N25 in Waterford. It doesn't matter whether you have a toll tag or anything there. Those increases are still going up. They're going up by 10 cent.
But they're going up to €4.10 in some cases, aren't they?
Yeah, I have a major problem with this, in particular to Kilcock toll, which is on the M4. I feel so sorry for people that come through that every day, commuting in and out of Dublin, perhaps. That is a huge toll already. It's disproportionately higher than almost other ones.
It's 8.20 to use the road to work and back. Am I right in saying that?
No, that's absolutely right. And that's just extortionate. It's completely out of touch with with the other tolls around the country. And, you know, obviously that's for an historical reason that was set up as a partnership with a building company that would have put that in place. And, you know, the investment in the road and all that was part of that. But right now, it just seems extortionate.
Kieran is with us on the line. Shane, stay with me for a few moments because I just want to get the views of listeners today, motorists. How are these charges going to affect you? Kieran, you're a HGV driver. I believe you're based in the Munster area.
Yeah, I spoke to Mendix.
Now, hang on a second, Kieran. There's just an issue there with your phone line. So just bear with me for a moment until we just reconnect with you. But it's 1800-453-106. That's the number. We got Kieran. We'll come back to Kieran maybe in a moment. Have we Mary on the line? Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Not bad. How are you affected, Mary?
Well, this has been kind of infuriating over the years. The reaction is always hit the motorist with penalties and costs, you know. And I often wonder, we have the M50 there, right? And the government's tried to encourage us to use public transport. Now, I checked just before I came on, and there's a bus, the W4, runs from Liffey Valley to Blanchetown. Fantastic. Mm. I'm over in Kilmacud. I have to make my way, or as a family member has to make their way to Blanchardstown on a daily basis, right? So there's all these costs, but it's also the time if they want to use public transport. If they go private on the M50, it's about 20 minutes, say 45 minutes one way and then back again. If they're using public transport, it's a minimum of 3 hours per day. Now, they would like to use public transport. So I don't understand why the government don't use the infrastructures we already have there for public transport. Why don't we run a bus from, say, the Dundrum, the Lewis stop, some of those hubs, right over to Blanchardstown or even to Liffey Valley? A, this would, I know it's not really linked to what you're talking about today, but overall, like, it's the cost building up on people.
Well, I imagine a lot of people might be driving, as you said, because either they can't rely on public service or maybe the service that they require just isn't in their area.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't exist. And I mean, I think if they start using the M50 more for public transport, A, reduce pollution, traffic pollution in the city. Mm. They maybe wouldn't have to close off all the quays that they're planning to do because there'd be less traffic going through it. And it would reduce the numbers of cars on the M50. So I really don't understand why they don't look at these options.
Can only be a good move. Kieran, what kind of costs are you facing now as a HGV driver based in Munster?
Yeah, well, I spoke to a colleague of mine this morning now, and he showed me his receipts for a month and going back a couple of months. And this is before any rises come in now. And he has 5 trucks, and it works out between 4,500 and 5,000 a month for 5 trucks, right? That's 50,000 a year. That is
and that's presumably with the registered toll or whatever you get
as
well.
Yeah, that's what the one on the
window. That's the discount. $4,500 a month.
Yeah. And that's 50,000 a year with a very small haulage, 5 trucks. So if you have 10, you're 100, and 15, 150, you know what I mean? That's costing us all. And it's driving haulers off the road. It's just ridiculous at this stage now. Like, you take diesel, paying employees, like, and add all that on top of it, you know. And most of the time now, I see in the tolls, there's a queue there anyway, and you're not gaining the amount of time that you should be, you know. It's just ludicrous.
Another listener here has got in touch, Kieran. He says, we are a small haulage company. We're based in Meath, and our toll bill is north of €8,000 per month.
Yeah, well, he's probably more trucks, but 5 trucks is a small. Yeah, the small companies. Look at a fellow with 20 trucks or more, or those big companies, they're paid colossal money out to get it.
Another listener says, as a haulier, I'm absolutely enraged by the toll increase. This will add an additional €50,000 per year on this alone to our costs. Get ready for empty shelves, because hauliers cannot take any more as well as the increase to diesel.
Hauliers are getting older, and a lot of them I'm talking to now, lads, they're in their 60s. There's nobody to follow them on, and we're going to be in serious trouble in a couple of years' time, I think.
Like, that's a big problem, Shane, isn't it?
Yes, I think that's an interesting focal point, actually, because we're usually thinking about the car drivers, but 10 cents here or there means nothing in comparison to the costs that the hauliers are facing, especially with a fleet of trucks. And that has absolutely, somebody just hit nail on the head there, that has a massive effect, knock-on effect on society. Trucks are, you know, required for everything, to bring in goods literally into the shelves of supermarkets. And so that cost is going to hit everybody.
But presumably then, Kieran, if it'll be pushed back onto us, will it? back onto the consumers?
In the country, and all your food and everything, it comes in containers. That's what I'm at the minute. Like, it comes, and cutting size, everything, all comes in containers. If that's costing more, it's going to cost you more in the shop in the end of the day.
It's not the first increase you've had this year.
No. But you see, it's a vicious circle, and it's like diesel has gone up as well, as you see there. It's just the cost. People, I can see it's just leads that I know they're just packed it up altogether. Fellas with one truck there, they just took this almost assaulted, and they're just, I'd say I know about four or five in the last 2 years just sold the trucks and packed it up.
Really,
Karen?
They just got fed up with it.
Yeah, I went driving buses and went back to wages.
They just couldn't handle it anymore.
Couldn't handle it. Yeah.
And that's going to have serious repercussions, the knock-on of that, for other industries.
It is, because, look, and plus, young lads are not going to go at it. No, fellas, that's, you have to get up at 6, maybe 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
It's not an easy thing.
It's Dublin or whatever. You know, it's not an easy thing. It's that lifestyle, people don't want it, because we full employment, you don't have to go doing that now, you know.
Yeah, and as that listener in Meath pointed out, like $8,000 per month, the other texter, $50,000 a year, yeah, on tolls. It's not to be laughed at. Like, Keith makes the point as well. He says, like, if you live in Kells, you're beyond where there's two tolls. He drives a small van, and to get to Dublin and back every day, it's €10.40. Like, for people, I suppose, that are the regular road users, Shane, and maybe the, you know, if they're in some sort of service provision as not just private commuters, like, is there not more we can do for them?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, obviously, it's not being taken into consideration at all. And this is just adding again to the cost of living to people. That it's just an incremental cost. I mean, there's this so-called giveaway budget we've just had, but you then have all these incremental extra costs, and that's just daily life. What's going to happen is that people, you know, there'll be a breaking point for every different person, that they'll just stop using those tolls. And that's to me, one of the bigger issues. They'll stop using them.
Pat, how are you affected by this? You're in Galway. Pat, hear me. Can you hear me, Pat? You can.
Yes, I can hear you, Adrian.
Yeah. How are you affected by the toll increases?
It's just another example of the motorists getting kicked in the teeth. You know, I live in Galway here, and I go up to Dublin fairly often. It's just another example of the motorists getting kicked in the teeth. And another thing, do you ever hear any political party speaking up for the motorists?
Why, you feel it's just not popular at the minute, is it?
No. We're soft touch, the motorists. You know, we get taxed. Here in Galway, we're 31 years waiting for a bypass, a ring road. Mm. And you heard the truckers there. There's truckers from Galway. They're not going through the tolls. They're going around them to avoid the tolls. So that's defeating the whole purpose of those four-lane highways.
Yeah, Lister here says the new recent traffic rules to stop private vehicles going through the city centre, and now we're actually going to try and, you know, move people away from them and to use the tunnel. I think there's just absolutely no joined up thinking. That comes in from Brian in Dublin. That's Pat, Kieran, Mary and Shane O'Donoghue there, editor of CompleteCar.ie. Lots more people now getting in touch about this. Look, keep your experience, your stories coming into us. You can drop me an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. But if you're somebody who is living in the likes of Kells that was mentioned, and you're affected by the toll increases on a daily basis, wherever you're based, tell us about the financial cost of all of this.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.